There have been some extraordinary political and legal developments in the United States. The president's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has been convicted on fraud charges in the first criminal trial stemming from the inquiry into Russian election meddling. And in a separate case, Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has done a deal with prosecutors. Earlier, I spoke to our reporter, Bridget Brennan, who's in Washington. Bridget, let's start with Paul Manafort. What's happened?
Well, Kim, Paul Manafort, the longtime political operative and consultant for Donald Trump, he was part of Donald Trump's winning presidential campaign. He's been on a 3-week trial in Virginia. The jury just returned a few hours ago. He was found guilty of 8 financial crimes, 5 of those relating to tax fraud, 3 relating to bank fraud. He'd actually been up for 18 different charges. The jury deliberated over 4 days. This morning, they returned a note to the judge asking whether or not they could return a verdict on some charges, but not all. And so in the end, 10 charges were a mistrial, but certainly a stunning verdict. Guilty on 8 financial crimes, facing a lot of jail time, Kim, and that's the former campaign director for Donald Trump, Paul Manafort.
So let's turn to the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. He once bragged that he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump. What's happened to him?
Look, he seems to have turned on the president. He's, as you said, his longtime friend and associate. He was the personal lawyer for Donald Trump for more than a decade. And today he surrendered himself to the FBI. This is breaking news here in the United States. He's left a court just now to chance of lock him up. That's a famous catch cry of Donald Trump. But earlier today he had surrendered himself. There was speculation about what kind of deal he'd done, Kim, with prosecutors. He's pled guilty to 8 charges, 2 of those relating to the 2016 election, to a payment, $130,000, one of those payments he made to the adult film star Stormy Daniels and to a model who alleged affairs with the president. Mr. Cohen told the court he made the payments at the direction of Mr. Trump, which is an incredible revelation today. Previously, we'd heard from Donald Trump that he knew about the payment. He admitted to knowing about the payment, but said it did not come at the direction of him. His former friend has, in a stunning turn, turned on Mr. Trump and said that indeed that payment did come from Mr. Trump. Those campaign finance charges he's also facing are very serious charges. He's facing, we understand, about 5 years in jail given this plea deal he's done. And here's Robert Kuzama. He spoke just a few minutes ago outside the court in New York. He's from the United States Attorney General's office. Here's what he had to say about these payments that he says were designed to influence the 2016 election.
He worked to pay money to silence 2 women who had information that he believed would be detrimental to the 2016 campaign and to the candidate.
Robert Kuzama from the US Attorney's Office, and before him, our reporter Bridget Brennan in Washington.